Everything is swinging.
In late 1964, it was becoming apparent that Westinghouse Broadcasting had a problem with the New York radio station it had purchased 2 years earlier.
W-I-N-S. The essence of it was they bought the wrong station, and they were desperate.
Then general manager Joel Chaseman says Westinghouse didn't like owning a rock and roll station, especially not the number three rock and roll station in town. So it decided to launch New York's first all-new station. The rehearsals were not encouraging.
We had the most boring, droning, monotonous broadcast you can possibly imagine.
But on April 19th, 1965, Joel presented the new format to the world.
Here is WINS General Manager Joel Chaseman.
WINS has become the first and only radio station in the New York region to present a continuing all-news service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, news is at your fingertips whenever you want it. In addition to local news, as it happens in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, you will be hearing up-to-the-minute reports from our news bureaus throughout the nation and the world. Sports, finance, traffic, weather, time will be a vital part of this service. We intend to convey the excitement of the news to you fairly, accurately, and authoritatively, and thus to fill what we believe to be a genuine community need. We invite you to use this unique radio service frequently. From today on, make 1010 the news center on your radio dial. Thank you.
It took a little figuring out, but 1010 Winds became the nation's first successful all-news radio station, thanks to the pioneering efforts of Joel Chaseman and the other broadcasters who started the news watch that never stops.
KDWB.
In early 1965, Henry Marcotte was minding his own business doing the news at KDWB in the Twin Cities when he got a phone call.
We're thinking about a new format for news, and we'd give emphasis to news. Are you interested in coming to New York City? And I said, I sure am.
Henry moved to New York and was almost the first voice of the new format.
From the WINS News Center, this is Jim Gordon.
It didn't bother me at all when they picked Jim over me, and I was given afternoon drive.
Which he stayed on until 1969, when he moved to Buffalo to be a TV anchor. Then he went to NBC, but Henry wound up working at WINS two more times before his broadcasting days were through. Nowadays, he lives in western Wisconsin, but of course, he still remembers that April 19th, 50 years ago.
Soupy Sales is here, the Johnny Holiday Show. Hey, let's all do it to it. It's Call the Mouth.
In early 1965, Johnny Holiday was on top of the world. Brought up from Cleveland the year before, he was the popular afternoon rock and roll DJ on 1010 Winds. Then one day in March, he was homesick with the flu when he got a call from his boss, who told Johnny,
I hope this doesn't set you back, but they've decided to make this station all news. And I said, really?
Johnny quickly found a new job in San Francisco.
Johnny Holiday makes a double play.
But before he left, he had the distinction of being the last DJ on 1010 Winds.
Put the rats on it officially. Let's call the Shangri-Las front and center to put the topper at 3 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Shangri-Las out in the streets. Yeah. I think I probably selected that one. Yeah.
Johnny went on to become a big-time sportscaster. He still does the pre- and post-game shows for the Washington Nationals. But for us here at 1010 Winds, he'll always be the last DJ. Stan Brooks was the news director when we went all news in 1965, and he was the driving force in seeing that it got done. Late in 1964, he was called in by his boss, Joel Chaseman, and entrusted with the then-secret format change.
And you can't mention it to anybody else. It's got to be a secret. Otherwise, CBS or NBC could jump in ahead of us because they've got the network and they could bring in a bunch of guys and go all news before we did.
He panicked a little when the soon-to-be-fired program director of the music format started getting suspicious.
I ran into my office, called downstairs, and I said, hey, he wants to know where I'm going. What do I tell him?
They told Stan to get out of the building and hit the road, and he traveled the country, hiring newscasters from out of town and swearing them to secrecy as well. Stan put it all together, and he was there to guide 1010 Winds when the station went all news 50 years ago today. Tomorrow, we'll dedicate our newsroom in his memory. And then we'll carry on with all news all the time. Lee Harris, 1010 Winds News.
1010 Winds, Winds New York. 1010 Winds, Winds New York. 1010 Winds.